5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Why would you even think about it? Why would you even think about not getting your significant other a gift for Christmas?
I think my dude is about to make a massive mistake.
Oh, yeah.
And he's doubling down on it, and I don't know how to help him, and his family is on the line.
This is a big deal. All right.
We were talking the other day, and it was a few of my male friends, and I had brought up the fact that this Christmas is hitting a little different for me because I have people in my life that I didn't have in my life last Christmas. I did a friend's like Christmas gift exchange that I've never done before, so there are a lot of people in my life who I'm getting gifts for, and usually my Christmases are a bit dry, so it's very different this year. So I asked the question around the male group chat of how much approximately, if y'all don't mind sharing, have y'all spent on Christmas to see if my number was like right and average with my guy group or if it was off. And I was shocked that one of my friends who had the lowest number of us all is the friend who has a wife and three kids. So it didn't really add up to me. I'm like, okay, something's off here. Like, why am I spending more on Christmas when you have three kids and a wife? Don't add up.
Is this a budgetary reason?
Well, that was my question of, okay, how the math is not mathing, bro. So you're going to have to come to the table with what's going on in your house. So he was honest. He was like, well, I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. I'm not getting my lady anything for Christmas this year. Nothing for the wife. So I'm thinking he's joking.
And this is not something that they all discuss, because I know couples will do that. Like, hey, you know what? We're adults. We don't need to do this for us. This is more for the kids. So you don't get me anything. I won't get you anything. We'll just focus on the kids.
That was his justification of it. But the way that he broke it down to me, I think he's about to make a terrible mistake. Because he said this all. First, he told us, it's different. Y'all not married. And I'm curious as if the ladies would agree with this. Because he told me, typically, you get more gifts for each other before you get married, like when you're boyfriend and girlfriend. But in marriage, typically the gift exchange is not as much.
See, here are the things that I start to question about marriage and long-term relationships right here, is that the familiarity of the relationship starts to breed
contempt.
It's not contempt.
That's a Taylor Swift lyric that you just said.
It's just like, why would you not do things in the relationship when you are in that intoxication new stage? Why wouldn't you continue to do that in a relationship that's 10 years old? I guess that's my question about marriage and long-term relationships right now, is how do you keep that fire burning? And I know the practicality of it. And that comfort level is super important, but I feel like there's something special about giving somebody a gift that if you did it before you hooked up, you should do it after you hooked up.
I agree.
I give my husband more gifts now that we're married, and that's my favorite part, is watching him open it and wondering if I nailed it or not. Like, did I find something that he would love? And I think when you're in long-term relationships, you get used to it and you can become lazy. And I don't mean that in a, like, a mean way. It just, you're so used to it. It's so familiar. It's not new. It's not shiny. So you don't get that adrenaline rush anymore. You know, you don't get the buzz and the butterflies, but it's just as important. I would argue more important.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I keep saying that, especially as a guy that just came off of a breakup and I'm examining what I really want in the future. We have to examine on why divorce rates are so high in this country.
You really do.
Right? So it's over 50%. So what are we doing wrong? Maybe one of these areas here is that, you know what? I know you love me and I know you. Yeah. You know, I know we have this agreement here. We don't even necessarily need to show it in these little things. They seem so superficial, but maybe you do.
And with you bringing up the divorce rate, I know a lot of the time, a big part of it is financial, right? And that's where the base of his decision is coming from. He takes care of the finances in the relationship. He does all of the money. He does all of the filing, whatever that needs to be done. He has complained to her the last couple of years that she spends a little bit too much money throughout the entire year. And then when Christmas comes, a lot of money is spent on the children. A lot of money is spent on her. But in his opinion, he don't get too much. he's tired of it. So I guess they got into an argument about this at some point, and he kind of presented her with facts of throughout the year, look at what we're purchasing together for you, and look at what we're purchasing together for me and the children. And her number is apparently a lot higher than his and the children combined.
I bet.
So he had a problem with that, and he told her, if you're going to continue to spend like this throughout the year, then fine, but you're going to have to sacrifice when it comes to Christmas. Because I'm not going to go out my way for you for Christmas. I can't do both.
And that was established early on in the year.
This is what he said.
Okay.
And she was reluctant at first. She didn't think that that was fair. But I guess when he came with the receipts, she got to the point of, fine, let's just do what we need to do for the kids. As long as the kids don't have to feel it, then she feels like that's the right thing to do as a parent. So he claims that when Christmas comes, he thinks that she thinks he won't do it. He's really doing it. He's like, I'm not getting her anything.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, bro, I don't think that's going to go well for you at all. I don't care what she said.
Abby.
I think he should still do something just so it's more of like a nod of like, hey, I know we agreed that I wouldn't buy anything, but I'm still thinking of you. And it doesn't have to be expensive. I think a very sweet card and maybe some flowers would go a long way. She's going to feel the fact that she didn't get a gift for the first time. She's really going to be feeling it. And I honestly think it'll teach her. I hate to talk about a grown woman like this, but like teach her a lesson that if you really are going to disrespect your joint finances, that there should be consequences for that. If you're going to spend $10,000 on yourself throughout the course of the year, like you don't just get to have, you know, a big gift after spending so much money on yourself.
That is your Christmas is all year round for you.
Christmas is every day.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.